It's the Textonation Week podcast. I'm Fred Fishkin. Welcome to the compilation of this week's Textonation reports and more. Sometimes covering tech is just plain fun. Not always, but sometimes. I got a chance not long ago to drive around the Arcimoto FUV through the streets of the company's home base in Eugene, Oregon. It's a three-wheeled electric vehicle, about 100 miles on a charge, two seats, and plenty of pickup. No wonder Arcimoto calls it a fun utility vehicle. CEO Mark Frohnmayer and his team have a wall of inspiration near the entrance, where students and other visitors have been using a Sharpie to write and draw messages of encouragement.
It's something that when we go through challenging times, and electric vehicle company, startup company, is a challenging ride, this is one of the things that keeps us going.
Frohnmayer hopes to bring prices down to the $10,000 range and eventually create self-driving versions. While T-Mobile is still battling with some state opposition to its proposed merger with Sprint, outspoken CEO John Legere has announced he'll be turning the reins over to current COO and president Mike Sievert. The two have worked together to upend the wireless industry with the company's Un-carrier initiatives, the latest promising $15 a month service, including 5G, once the Sprint deal is finalized. Legere points out Sievert was one of his first hires at T-Mobile.
Mike Sievert is absolutely the right choice to be the next CEO of T-Mobile, and I'm really pleased that he will be at the helm for the next chapter of the company's growth.
Says Sievert.
John is a one-of-a-kind visionary leader. He has redefined the role of CEO.
Legere will remain in charge until the end of April, and then we'll see. He doesn't plan to retire. Here we go again. The holiday shopping madness begins, and many of us will be doing a lot of buying online. A Deloitte retail survey forecasts an 18% jump in online holiday shopping this year to $149 billion. Google is offering some tips and tools to help you get the best deals. The company's Justin Burr says, for instance, he's in the market for a new vacuum.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to search vacuum into the shopping tab. I can see all the different vacuums that are on sale. You can click compare prices. It's going to show you all the different vendors that are selling that specific item. You can see how much the total cost is with tax, with shipping, so there's no surprises there. And you can figure out the exact price that matches your budget. If you don't want to buy at that time, you can scroll down and click track prices.
Google's Justin Burr. Bodyguards, that's with a Z on the end, has branched out from making phone cases and screen protectors into home security. Marketing director Ryan Noel says a portable over-door camera has some unique capabilities.
It goes over the top of your door. There's two cameras. One points outwardly and one points inwardly. What happens is if someone comes to your door, a motion sensor picks them up. And if you walk to your door, an inward motion sensor sees you. And so the screen comes on the inside. There's two-way mic where you can also talk to the person through the unit.
There are more products on the way as well, due at the beginning of the new year. For more, head to Bodyguards, BodyGuardz.com. A company called Pale Blue Earth is working to upend the battery world with lines of batteries on products that use lithium polymer technology. And unlike other rechargeables, they feature micro USB ports built in, so you don't have to hunt around for a charger. Co-founder Steve Warren says by making charging fast and more convenient, they can hopefully make a dent in all of those batteries that are disposed of.
Really, the target demographic is to make it more convenient for people to be able to get themselves off disposable batteries to reduce the waste.
The initial investment of $32 for a four-pack of AA batteries does sound like a drawback, but given that they can be recharged more than 1,000 times, you can actually save money along with the environment. Those are our reports for this week. You can find a full archive of reports and complete interviews at textonation.com. Thanks for listening. Cooking with the power of the sun. Hi, I'm Fred Fishkin, here to tell you about the latest innovation from my friend Patrick Sherwin and his great team at GoSun Stove. The GoSun Fusion has arrived using the company's tried and true reflectors and a solar vacuum tube to get you cooking without the mess of charcoal, heavy propane tanks, or smoke. A really bright idea. And with an optional solar panel and battery storage and the ability to plug in at home or on the road, You really can use the GoSun Fusion to cook anytime and anywhere, day or night, rain or shine. I love what Patrick and his team are doing, and so will you. Want to learn more? Head to GoSun.co to check out all of the company's products and innovations, and use the code TEXTINATION to save 10%. That's GoSun.co.